From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A wave of bombings in Baghdad kills at least 68 people. More than 100 are wounded. The deadliest attack occurred in the mainly Shiite district of Al-Shabaab in northern Baghdad. Officials say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a busy market. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility. There were three other attacks in Iraq on Tuesday. Following a meeting of the International Syria Support Group, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spelled out measures the group had agreed to on reducing violence and spurring the delivery of humanitarian aid to Syria.
And starting on June 1st, if the U.N. is denied humanitarian access to any of these designated areas, the ISSG calls on the World Food Program to immediately carry out a program for air bridges and airdrops for all of those areas in need.
At a joint news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura, Kerry sought to dispel the notion that Russian airstrikes against the rebels have made the U.S. lose traction with the Syrian government. Kerry insisted that the U.S. always has leverage. Yemen's government walked out of UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. Yemen's foreign minister called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. The rebels have not yet responded to the suspension of talks. A spokesman for the U.S. Africa Command says the U.S. military has looked at 11 locations for a potential second base in Africa. Colonel Mark Cheadle would not disclose the locations the military is considering, other than to specify that Nigeria is not one of them. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders faced each other in nominating contests in the U.S. states of Kentucky and Oregon Tuesday. Voting is still going on in the West Coast state of Oregon. In Kentucky, though, early vote tabulation show a very close election, too close to call, even with more than 90% of the votes counted. Meanwhile, NBC News SurveyMonkey poll Tuesday showed Clinton with a narrow national edge over presumptive Republican candidate Donald Trump, 48% to 45%, down from a 5-point lead a week ago. The U.S. Senate approved a $1.1 billion bill to combat the Zika virus. That's less money than the $1.9 billion requested by the Obama administration, but is almost twice the amount being considered by the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization Chief Margaret Chan is saying the Zika virus and other health emergencies will be at the top of the organization's agenda at its annual assembly, which meets next week in Geneva. Lisa Schlein reports.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan says the more that is known about the Zika virus, and particularly its impact on pregnant women, the more worrisome it becomes. Zika currently is circulating in 59 countries, among them Brazil, which is hosting the Summer Olympic Games. While Brazil is in the forefront of the epidemic, Dr. Chan says WHO does not support a travel ban to the Games. She does, however, advise caution, especially for pregnant women who could give birth to babies with brain abnormalities if they become infected with the virus. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
In a major crackdown on Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio. The crackdown came after a retesting of the athletes' samples from the 2008 Olympic Games. All of them came back positive for banned substances. Dick Pound is the former president of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
In this case, the passage of years works to our advantage. The knowledge is so much greater, and the ability to target the sports and the athletes that you think are likely to have cheated has got better.
The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes. They come from 12 countries and competed in 6 different sports. A group of men attacked Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and members of his anti-corruption foundation on Tuesday at an airport in southern Russia. The group, some wearing Cossack uniforms, initially poured milk over the activists before pushing Navalny and several of his colleagues to the ground, punching and kicking some of them. A spokeswoman says Navalny and 6 others were wounded. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.